CIHR, the Canada Institute of Health Research. Asking a question, I was hoping you could help, or at least provide me, point me in the right direction. It has to do with the modeling that is done at the federal level. Like, you know, like, if you ever watch TV, like, in the last year, you know, like, Theresa Tam and Patty Hajdu, they frequently, like, go before the press and say, this is what our predictions are, this is how many cases we think we're going to get, so many deaths, and, you know, things like that. Well, my question is, and I tried getting a hold of them unsuccessfully, like, I'm curious how exactly these models are derived. PHAC and Health Canada both said, we have no information on how we actually get it, we just publish it. So I'm wondering, has your institution handed out any grants, or does it contract out conducting modeling?
We did have some COVID-19 targeted funding opportunities that have been launched since COVID-19, the pandemic. So we do have different projects that were funded through these initiatives. And if you'd like to see what we funded in terms of research, we do have a funding decisions database that you can access, and you can sort of plug in some keywords and you can do a search. So if you, you know, plugged in COVID-19, you'd be able to see some of the research that we funded, you know, who the researcher was, how much the amounts they were funded, and so forth. But I'm not sure I would have a good answer for modeling what you were asking about. But this type of inquiry, I think, would be best if you sent perhaps an email, and we could see if there is a contact within CHR that could be best suited for the question. I'm not sure it's me, the contact center, though.
What's your, is there like a web page where you can just search up your grants?
Yes, of course. So if you go, our funding portal is called ResearchNet, all one word. And this portal has all of our current opportunities, and you can also search past opportunities. So let me know if you want me to repeat that.
So ResearchNet, is that research.net or researchnet.com or?
ResearchNet.ca.
Okay. So yeah. So about these models, like, as because, like, you know, like, you hear these predictions. Oh, like, in a month or 2 months or 6 months, you know, all these, you know, people will die. So my curiosity is, okay, so how do you actually come to those conclusions?
Another suggestion that I have would be to contact, you know, PHAC or Health Canada directly as well, or the provincial public health unit that you may have, you know, seen these data predictions, and just contact them, and you can further inquire about the data that they have, because that could also be a good information source as well. Because we do here have the funding, the grants, and the awards, but anything published by PHAC and Health Canada, I think they would have a better idea what the data they have and what they're publishing.
Well, I asked them about modeling, and I specifically asked about, say, third-party contractors, and response I got from both of them was, we have no information available. So now I'm really curious.
Yeah, I'm not too sure I would be the best position to answer that inquiry, but I would recommend you send an email. We can look at it further and perhaps direct it to somebody who is in a better position.
Okay, to what email should I send it?
So our email address, it's support.
Okay.
Hyphen. So that's SOUTIEN at CIHR-IRSC.JC.ca.
IRHC?
IRSC.
Okay.
JC.ca.
Okay, thank you. I'll send out an email. Thank you for that.
No problem.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.